Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
After 3 weeks, I still didn't have a copy in my hand. Now, my birthday doesn't change. It's the same day every year as most people. And I had booked a launch, an online launch that I had people coming to, and I didn't want to disappoint them. So I went ahead and didn't have the book in my hand as yet.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Which, I mean, that's all of us, right? Today, I'm joined by Billy McLean. Now, Billy is the author of Little Ideas, Big Business, the 5-step formula to turn your ideas into a business. She is seriously a genius. She's always working hard, always finding new ways to do things, and she has an awesome Instagram page, Ideas with Billy, which I highly recommend you check out. But she also published her first book without even seeing the hard copy. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly or, I guess, hurtful review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Billy McLean, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Maybe.
Well, we'll roll with it and see how it goes. So we're going to talk about you publishing your very first book without even seeing a hard copy first. I feel like this is probably something I would do. So this is probably good that I'm interviewing you and learning this lesson. Can you walk us through the experience of publishing the book and why you wound up letting it out without seeing the hard copy?
Yeah, definitely. Firstly, it's not something I would recommend. This is what happened. I think a lot of people in 2020 had a little bit of spare time on their hands in lockdown. And I'm here in Melbourne, and we had 6 months of lockdown in 2020. And through that time, I decided I'd write a book. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And I spoke with an author's coach. And my birthday just happened to be coming up in a couple of months after that. And I said, oh, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we can get this, you know, out there into the world on my birthday? And he's like, yeah, sure, that plenty of time. We just need to make sure we have it all, you know, edited and to the publisher, or the printer, I should say, with 2 or 3 weeks to go so that you can, you know, have your hard copy ready there and you can check it out before it goes out to the world. So I did. We worked really hard, and this book had been in my head for a while. So it was more of a, let's get it all out on paper. Let's do all the editing process. And it was so much fun. It was good distraction from not being able to go anywhere. And we got the copy to the editor on time. The editor got it back on time. We uploaded it to the printer all on time, and then there was the wait and the wait and the wait, and there was just quite a few pieces that didn't fall in place. And once you've uploaded it to the printer, but usually they say, oh, the turnaround time's 2 to 3 days and then it'll get sent out to you. In my case, that was not the case. And after 3 weeks, I still didn't have a copy in my hand. Now, my birthday doesn't change. It's the same day every year as most people. And I had booked a launch, an online launch that I had people coming to, and I didn't want to disappoint them. So I went ahead and didn't have the book in my hand as yet. I don't know about over in Canada and the US, but in 2020, the postal services in Australia were quite under the pump, and a parcel that usually would take, you know, up to a week was taking a lot longer. We don't have the blessing of overnight Amazon shipping or same day delivery in most places, but the postal service just was literally falling apart under the weight of so many parcels being shipped every day. And so I didn't have a book for my launch.
And what was the effect of not having the book for the launch?
Pretty devastated, to be blunt. It was really hard to be promoting, obviously, something that I knew the content was good, but I hadn't actually seen. I hadn't seen if, you know, the pages were in the right spot or the formatting was correct. And it was available to purchase, to the point at one, right at the beginning, someone had purchased it off Amazon before I had even seen the hard copy.
What? They're getting it before you are, eh?
Yeah. So that was, I had to have a little bit of trust that it was going to be as it looked on the screen, which was obviously tricky. If you've ever worked with a printer or with books, some things don't look the same as it does on screen. So, yeah, about a week after the launch, I got the hard copies, and they weren't perfect. There was a couple of things that I wanted to change.
I mean, what lesson do you take from that into, you know, subsequent projects and ideas?
Yeah, so one of the things that I have learned along with this book and a few other projects as well is that you need to have grace with yourself and with others. And it is all well to have good deadlines, but there are things that are just out of your control. And in this case, it was shipping. Some in other cases, it might be approval for something, like maybe you've got to apply for a new bank account or, you know, payment system. The approval process is completely out of your control. And so you need to have some grace there and make sure that your deadlines are appropriate for the project that you're doing. So, and, you know, the other thing is you can always have a deadline that is, you know, I personally thought 2 weeks was plenty. Maybe if I was in the US and you can have overnight UPS shipping, that it would be fine. But just to make sure that those things that are out of your control, it's not really your fault. And give yourself some grace.
I like that. That idea of giving yourself grace, giving space for things to kind of go wrong, and for yourself to adjust and make sure that everything's ready to go out. Because, you know, I had a lady that I worked with, an elderly lady that I worked with at a fast food place, and she always said, haste makes waste. So always giving yourself that grace and room to breathe. I like that lesson. And of course, at the end of every episode, I leave time for us to talk about what is working for you now. You mentioned your book. Feel free to brag a little bit. Where can people find it? And where can people follow along with everything else you're doing?
Yeah, so my book is out in the world. It is published. It is available on Amazon and a lot of online book retailers. It's called Little Ideas, Big Business, The 5-Step Formula to Turn Your Ideas into a Business. And by Billy McLean. And it's basically all about going from that space of, I've kind of got this idea, I wonder if I can run with it and make this into my career or my business, make some money from this if that's what you want to do with it. And there's a bit of a process to look through of seeing if that's what you want to do or if you want to take it on as a hobby. And you can follow me on Instagram at Ideas with Billy, and you can find me on Facebook as well.
I love it. And you are all about ideas, and we've talked about how you help people grow their ideas. And so I'm going to have links for everything you've mentioned down in the show notes. And maybe even some other things that you want linked to that you didn't mention. And with that, I'll just say thank you for joining me.
No worries. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Give yourself grace and give others grace too. Life's not going to shape out perfectly. Not in every moment, probably not in any moment. If you made it through the past year without learning that lesson, well, you're really something else. Special thank you to Billy for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including her book, Little Ideas, Big Business. I have it all linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes, which I highly recommend because it makes me feel good. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gufsison, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.